Welcome, brave soul, to a month of chills and ghostly thrills. You've tuned in to The Medium Matters, where we're celebrating the haunting season with a spine-tingling series that will leave you breathless. As the leaves turn crimson and the nights grow longer, we invite you to join us for a haunting journey through the supernatural. Get ready to explore the dark corners of history, meet restless spirits, and discover the secrets that lurk within the walls of some of the most haunted places. So say your prayers, dim the lights, and settle in for our Halloween frights. Oh, and don't forget to check under your bed. You never know who or what is lurking.
Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their very best spooky life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're diving into one of the most enigmatic locations in America, Skinwalker Ranch. Nestled in Utah's Uinta Basin, this 512-acre property has become ground zero for UFO sightings, unexplained phenomena, and encounters with the bizarre. But what's really going on behind those gates? Well, let's grab our holy water and sage and find out, shall we? Before we get into it, I want to provide advance notice and tell you that one of today's stories is a bit graphic in nature and involves an account of a harmed animal. If this is not for you, please feel free to leave this episode and check out our other Halloween minisodes that are full of good old ghost stories and things that go bump in the night. Now then, let's get into it. So picture this, a sprawling 512-acre property in Utah's Uinta Basin, where cattle vanish without a trace, strange lights dance across the night sky, and visitors report encounters with beings that defy explanation. This is Skinwalker Ranch, a place where the line between reality and the paranormal blurs, leaving even the most skeptical observers questioning what they know about the world around us. Let's start by peeling back the layers of Skinwalker Ranch's fascinating history. This mysterious property, located in Uinta County, Utah, has been a hotbed of paranormal activity for decades, if not centuries. The ranch got its name from the Skinwalker of Navajo legend, a type of harmful witch believed to have the ability to turn into an animal at will. But long before it gained notoriety for its supernatural occurrences, this land was home to indigenous people who held their own beliefs about its spiritual significance. In the 1950s, the Sherman family purchased the property, unaware of the strange events that would unfold during their tenure. They owned the ranch for about 50 years before selling it in 1996 to Robert Bigelow, a billionaire with a keen interest in paranormal research. Bigelow's ownership marked a turning point for Skinwalker Ranch. He established the National Institute for Discovery Science, or NIDS, to study the phenomena reported on the property. This brought a whole new level of scientific scrutiny to the ranch, attracting researchers and paranormal enthusiasts from all around the world. In 2016, the property changed hands again, this time purchased by real estate tycoon Brandon Fugel. Under Fugel's ownership, the ranch has become the subject of a popular History Channel series, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which has further fueled public interest in this otherworldly location. Now, let's dive into the heart of what makes Skinwalker Ranch so fascinating. The reported paranormal activity. The range of unexplained phenomena witnessed on this ranch is truly staggering. One of the most common reports involves unidentified flying objects or UFOs and strange lights in the sky. Witnesses describe seeing everything from glowing orbs to massive structured craft that seem to defy the laws of physics. But the aerial anomalies are just the beginning. The ranch has a long history of cattle mutilations, incidents where livestock are found dead with surgical-like incisions and organs removed with inexplicable precision. These cases have baffled ranchers and investigators alike. There have also been numerous sightings of bizarre creatures. The Sherman family, during their time on the ranch, reported encounters with a wolf-like creature that was impervious to gunfire. Electronic malfunctions are commonplace at Skinwalker Ranch. Cameras mysteriously stop working, batteries drain inexplicably, and complex scientific equipment often fails for no apparent reason. The kicker? Everything starts working as soon as it leaves Skinwalker Ranch. Perhaps most unsettling are the reports of poltergeist-like activity. Objects move on their own, disembodied voices are heard, and some visitors claim to have experienced physical effects like sudden illnesses or unexplained injuries. One of the most famous incidents occurred during the Sherman family's ownership. Terry Sherman reported seeing a large object the size of multiple football fields hovering over one of his pastures. As he watched, stunned, three smaller craft seemed to emerge from the larger one. During the same period, the Shermans experienced frequent cattle mutilations. In one particularly disturbing case, they found one of their prize bulls dead in a field. The animal's rectum had been cored out with surgical precision, and there were no tracks or signs of predators in the area. The family also reported encounters with a wolf-like creature that seemed bulletproof. Terry Sherman claimed to have shot the beast at point-blank range with a high-powered rifle, only to watch the bullets have no effect. Cattle has gone missing, vanishing into thin air, only to reappear later, sometimes mutilated, again with surgical precision. The ranch has received many reports of entities that transform right before witnesses' eyes. Visitors have reported feeling an unseen presence, sometimes even being physically affected by it. We're talking sudden illnesses, unexplained injuries, and feelings of being watched. Homestead 2 on the ranch seems to be a very paranormal hotspot. Guests have reported acute medical episodes, severe temperature drops, and even seeing specters walk through walls. It is so creepy that even Post Malone ran out of there after experiencing some unexplained activity. Some visitors have reported hearing disembodied voices warning them to leave. There have also been numerous reports of strange glowing orbs floating around the property. We're talking about basketball-sized balls of light that move with apparent intelligence. Under Robert Bigelow's ownership, researchers from NIDS had their own strange experiences. One team reported seeing a glowing orange object that seemed to open a portal in the sky. As they watched, a dark shadowy creature emerged and descended to the ground. More recently, during the filming of the History Channel series, the crew captured footage of what appeared to be a UFO rapidly descending towards the ranch before suddenly changing direction and shooting off into the distance. Brandon Fugel, the current owner, has his own story to tell. He claims that on his very first visit to the property after purchasing it, he witnessed a silver metallic object in broad daylight that appeared and then vanished in the blink of an eye. These are just a few examples of the countless unexplained events that have been reported at Skinwalker Ranch over the years. Each story adds another layer to the mystery, challenging our understanding of what's possible in our very own world. With such a wide array of unexplained phenomena, it's no surprise that numerous theories have emerged to explain what's happening at Skinwalker Ranch. Let's dive into some of the most prominent ones. The first is the extraterrestrial hypothesis that is perhaps the most popular among UFO enthusiasts. This theory suggests that Skinwalker Ranch is a hotspot for alien activity, possibly serving as a base or portal for beings from other worlds. Another theory proposes that the ranch sits atop an interdimensional portal or gateway. This could explain the appearance and disappearance of strange objects and entities, as well as the distortions in space and time that some visitors report experiencing. Some researchers suggest that the phenomenon might be linked to secret government experiments. The ranch's proximity to military installations and its history of UFO sightings have fueled speculation about classified technologies being tested in the area. There's also a geological theory that points to the unique mineral composition of the Uinta Basin. Some believe that the presence of certain minerals or underground structures could create electromagnetic anomalies, leading to hallucinations or equipment malfunctions. Indigenous beliefs offer another perspective. The Navajo concept of skinwalkers, the shape-shifting witches, has been incorporated into many theories about the ranch. Some suggest that the land itself might be cursed or imbued with powerful spiritual energy. A more skeptical view proposes that the phenomena are the result of mass hysteria or misidentification of natural events. Critics argue that the ranch's reputation creates an expectation of paranormal activity, leading people to interpret ordinary occurrences as extraordinary. Finally, there's the multiverse theory. This suggests that Skinwalker Ranch might be a place where the barriers between parallel universes are very thin, allowing for bleed through between different realities. And while none of these theories have been conclusively proven, they each offer intriguing possibilities that continue to drive research and speculation about Skinwalker Ranch. So what's going on with Skinwalker Ranch today? Well, today it's still owned by Brandon Fugel, a prominent Utah real estate tycoon. While Fugel doesn't live on the property full-time, he is deeply involved in the ongoing research and frequently visits the ranch. The day-to-day operations are managed by a small team of dedicated staff, which includes Thomas Winterton, the ranch superintendent, and Eric Bard, the principal investigator and lead scientist. These individuals, along with a security team, maintain a constant presence on the property. As for research, Skinwalker Ranch has become a living laboratory for the study of anomalous phenomena. The current team employs a wide array of scientific equipment, including seismographs and various types of cameras and sensors. One of the primary focuses of research is on the strange electromagnetic anomalies reported on the property. Scientists have detected unusual spikes in electromagnetic fields, often correlating with reported UFO sightings or other paranormal events. The team also conducts regular sky watches using advanced optical equipment to monitor for unidentified aerial phenomenon. They've captured numerous unexplained objects on camera, some of which have been featured on the History Channel series. Geological studies are another important aspect of the research. Scientists are investigating whether unique mineral deposits or underground structures might contribute to the strange occurrences on the ranch. Interestingly, the ranch also serves as a hub for interdisciplinary research. The team regularly consults with experts in various fields, from physicists and geologists to anthropologists and paranormal researchers, in an effort to approach the mystery from multiple angles. Despite the intense scrutiny, Skinwalker Ranch continues to guard its secrets. Each answer seems to lead to even more questions, driving researchers to dig deeper into the mysteries that shroud this enigmatic property. Needless to say, Skinwalker Ranch has definitely left its impact on pop culture, inspiring books, TV shows, and countless discussions in paranormal circles. The ranch first gained widespread attention in the late 1990s when journalist George Knapp wrote a series of articles about the strange occurrences there. This led to the publication of the book Hunt for the Skinwalker in 2005, co-authored by Knapp and scientist Colm Keller. The property's notoriety reached new heights with the launch of the History Channel series The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch in 2020. This show has brought the mystery into millions of homes, including mine, sparking renewed interest in the phenomenon. Skinwalker Ranch has also become a popular topic in the UFO and paranormal community. It is frequently discussed on podcasts, Hello Today, YouTube channels, and at conferences dedicated to unexplained phenomenon. The ranch's influence extends way beyond paranormal circles. It's inspired works of fiction, including novels and films that draw on its mythology. The concept of a paranormal hotspot, where multiple types of unexplained activity occur, has become a trope in its own right, largely thanks to Skinwalker Ranch. Even skeptics have been drawn into the conversation, with numerous articles and videos attempting to debunk or explain the ranch's mysteries. This ongoing debate has kept Skinwalker Ranch in the public eye, ensuring its place in contemporary folklore. As long as the mysteries endure, Skinwalker Ranch will remain a beacon for those seeking to understand the unknown, a place where the impossible seems possible, and where the next great discovery might just be around the corner. And there you have it, my friend, the enigma that is Skinwalker Ranch. From its rich history to the mind-bending phenomena reported there, this property continues to challenge our understanding of reality. Whether you're a believer, a skeptic, or somewhere in between, there is definitely no denying the impact Skinwalker Ranch has had on our cultural imagination. It absolutely stands as a testament to the enduring human desire to explore the unknown and push the boundaries of what we think is possible. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in October, because we are bringing all the tricks and treats and you don't want to miss out. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you that the boundaries of the strange and mysterious are in the eye of the beholder. Is that shadow in the corner really there? Or is it a figment of your imagination? Either way, check the closets and underneath the bed before you turn in for the night. You never know who or what is lurking. Sweet dreams.